Hello. Welcome back. We're already back. This is everyone's favorite podcast, Everything Else, episode number 13. And boy, do we have pure chaos set up back to the same format. New day, same old me. We have a format set up for all of you. Thank you for tuning in. I feel like a radio host. But today we are going to be talking about a plethora, dare I say a plethora, a cornucopia, a fruit basket of items. We have, we'll see if we get to them all. But the first one I want to talk about, or the things I want to talk about on today's episode, calm down, Connor. It's fine. We're here for almost an hour. Chill. I want to talk about the pandemic within the pandemic. That is celebrities being voiceover characters that they have no right being. Chris Pratt, to name one. Mark Zuckerberg and his meta universe. Jesus. Kim Kardashian dating Pete Davidson. And the other pandemic that is tall, skinny, tattooed white men in the media. And then just a few other things. Ed Sheeran released an album. What the fuck? Since when? That's on the agenda. That was literally a written bullet point. So we're going to be talking about things all over the place today. Strap in, buckle in. That's what's up. First, I would like to address the elephant in the room, not the elephant in the room. The new lady of the night. Your boy got a new microphone. It may sound different. I need to figure it out. All microphones are very different. Very, very different. And it's very hard to pick one because they're all described in very specific ways, but you can't really test them out. So you just kind of, you gotta Hail Mary it and hopefully it works out. So this is the one I picked. Did I pick it based upon aesthetics alone? No. Were aesthetics definitely thought of while picking it? Of course. I'm only human. Let's test this out.
Hello?
We're back. I am humble and also...
Beep the fucking beep. I am so kind.
I'm everything. Why? Because I...
Slay!
Everything. We're just chaos. We're unfolding. Hi, how's it going? We're back again. We're back into the swing of things. I have just been getting used to the fact that I'm home now. I really get thrown out of the loop when I leave town for a little bit. So that's what this has been like. I got back. I got back before like actual Halloween, which has now been a week. And I got to my house and it was like 6 p.m. And my friends were like, you should come out. We're going out for like real Halloween. We're doing some things. It's amazing. Just pull together a costume. You can do it. I fell asleep at 8 p.m. Chipotle burrito in hand. This is 29, folks. This is all you have to look forward to.
You know what inspires me? Fearlessness, drive. I hate lazy people. Bob Stain.
I am lazy people. I do be hating me. Yeah, that's what happens. I just had no desire to go out again. I already went out for Halloween last week, but I was like, I can't do this again. I absolutely can't. So I fell asleep, Chipotle burrito in hand, guacamole on the couch, black beans pouring out all over the carpet. That's what happened. And other than that, I've just been just trying to stay alive. Do you know what I missed? I missed cooking for myself. I missed having control over the food that I intaked because on tour, obviously I couldn't cook for myself. I was like jumping around state to state. And I just like, I like my dinner routine. I like making vegetables. I'm a vegetarian who loves his tofu. I had like this great spicy, kind of a little bit cheesy, but it was fake cheese. It was nutritional yeast cauliflower the other night. It was so good. I'm going to be making squash tonight. Like, I love it. I missed it. So I'm just happy to be back. Happy to be sleeping in my own bed. I've been having these amazing sleeps too. I've been nibbling on melatonin before I go to bed. So I don't have a whole pill. is take a little bite, and I have just a little bite of a pill, like a little, just a, it's probably nothing, just a little bite, and it's been sending me into the deepest of sleeps, and I love it. So your boy is in full normality mode. We are entering normality mode, and I'm loving every second of it. It's great to be back in California. The thing that's absolutely annoying, it's like, I feel like I'm broken. I feel like I speak about this every year, but I hate daylight savings. And if you are a listener who's in a country, a location that doesn't have it, I'm so envious of you. Absolutely envious. The United States is ridiculous. I don't know why we still do it. It doesn't matter. But it's getting dark now at like 5:55 p.m. I'm filming this at 4 and it's already getting dark. And we have daylight savings in a few days, and that means it's going to get darker. It's going to be dark at 5 p.m. and it's so annoying. My productivity level will be so down. I don't know what to do with myself when it gets that dark. I don't know what to do. It's like, if it's dark at 5 p.m., I completely switch off. I'm like, no work can get done now. No ma'am, no sir, no work will be done. So what could I possibly do? I just end up being a vegetable and laying on the couch and watching too much TV because it's dark and it's cold. So I want to hibernate. Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we should get to, let's get to the podcast. Let's get to all of our topics we have today. We have so many. So let's just get right into it.
Okay, let's go.
First thing I'd like to talk about today, let's get it over with. Let's do the Zuck first. Mark Zuckerberg. Marcus Zuckerberger. Facebook announced just the other week. It's a little bit old news, but I find it's going to be the news. It's going to be the future, so we have to talk about it. Mark Zuckerberg announced that Facebook, the company, rebranded to Meta. M-E-T-A. Not to be confused with meat. Facebook rebrands as meat.
Imagine how fucking funny that would be.
So I was on meat today. Oh my God, it's gay. It's gay or it's carnivorous. Is it gay or is it carnivorous? I was on meat today. No, not Christian Mingle. I was on meat. I'm going too far. I'm so sorry. I swear to God, I'm sober. I'm of present mind, body, and spirit. Maybe not spirit. Mark Zuckerberg announced that they rebranded the company to Meta, which is not like, I get it. It's the parent company. It's not the actual, like, you're not going to go on Facebook.com and it's now going to be Meta.com. It's just they now can detach themselves from their absolutely rancid, disgusting past a little bit more. So now in the news, it can be like, Meta is doing this. And soon within society, now people are going to be disassociating Facebook with all the bad things they've done. So I get it. It's a genius move for us to pretend like they aren't horrible, a horrible toxic company. I get it. I don't respect it, nor do I condone it, but I get it. I understand it. So they have this like whole thing, which, first of all, the name Meta is trash. If you're going to rebranding to Meta sounds like something someone would call a technology company in like 1990 or 2000. It feels so, dare I say, boomer. It feels like an old person picked that name and thought it was cool, but it's so not cool. In my opinion, it doesn't sound cool at all. It just feels like A, it's been done, and B, it's outdated for a technology company. It does not excite me at all. And also the logo is disturbing. It's disturbing. It's that of Comic Sans. It's gross. It's horrible. Let's watch a little bit of a video though that they put out, because not to like fully tear Mark Zuckerberg apart, but he's a robot. There's something wrong with this man.
So let's start by exploring what different kinds of metaverse experiences could feel like, starting with the most important experience of all, connecting with people.
Mark Zuckerberg knows nothing about connecting with people. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. When is the last time, Mark Zuckerberg, you've had a meaningful conversation with anybody? Besides barbecue sauce. Tell me more. What is this tragedy? This is like, this is like something that would have come out 20 years ago, being like, this is the future, the metaverse. You will be a virtual character in your virtual world. Join the metaverse. It feels so dated. I just don't find it exciting at all.
Imagine you put on your glasses or headset and you're instantly in your home space.
We've had that. It's called Oculus Rift, you moron.
Parts of your physical home recreated virtually. It has things that are only possible virtually. And it has an incredibly inspiring view of whatever you find most beautiful.
Hey, are you coming?
Yeah.
Not are you coming. Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
Just gotta find something to wear. All right.
What is this B-rate Sims? This copy of Memojis. What is this?
Perfect.
Boy.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mahawk.
What's up, Mark?
This is tragic. It's really, really sad that they think anyone is interested in this from them. I find it so deeply confusing. And I imagine they're pumping millions upon millions of dollars into something like this, and it's just never going to hit off because it's already been done. This has already been done. I don't want this from you. That's truly all I have to say. I don't understand at all. And I'm just resisting the urge to like make fun of Mark Zuckerberg, like, what is that haircut, sir? Sir, what is that haircut? You're a billionaire. What is that haircut, sir? Okay, I'll stop. What is that? What is happening? What is happening on your head? Let's move into, we haven't done something like this in a minute. I feel like I've been focusing purely on celebrity news. So let's talk about something that was trending on Twitter the other day that's I find interesting. So the UN, the United Nations, hosted a climate summit for talking about climate change, where they bring together different world leaders into one room and they discuss how they can positively impact the dystopia we find ourselves in. How can we change? How can we halt climate change, or how can we slow climate change down? So they had it in Glasgow, Scotland. And the irony of it is, because at this point, you know, like, obviously, if you're listening to this, let's be real, you know that climate change is real and you believe in that as well as the science behind it. But what is like so, what was so missed in this climate change summit is that apparently roughly 400 private jets or planes flew to Scotland. They flew world leaders like Jeff Bezos, apparently Prince Charles, Biden, Boris Johnson, all these leaders within the world. They flew on private jets to this conference about climate change. And if you know anything about climate change, flying is one of the worst things you can do for the climate. It has such an immediate impact on the climate. All the fuel that is expelled within that process, it is so bad. Like, I took a carbon footprint quiz one time, and because I recycle, I compost, I shop vintage a lot of the time, I'm a vegetarian, and I like to walk places, I was good. I felt very good about myself. I thought, you know what, go you, Connor. You are humble, you are kind, you are a upstanding citizen.
Oh,
What you say?
Queen.
I'm a queen. I'm a queen. I've been using too many sound bites. I'm sorry. I'll hold back a little bit. I'm a queen. And then part of the quiz popped up that said, how often do you travel via commercial airplane? And ladies and gentlemen, I am trash. I am a baby garbage can. I am actually a giant dumpster fire. It's disturbing how disgusting I am. My climate footprint, none of that mattered. As soon as I put in the fact that I am on a plane, you know, multiple times in an average year, multiple times a month, bad, horrible, my footprint, trash, done, it's over. So to have something like a climate change summit and to fly unnecessarily during a pandemic, 400 private jets to gather world leaders just feels like a missed opportunity. I get that for safety reasons, those people probably had to be on private planes. I get that. But during a time where we are more capable of gathering digitally, couldn't they just think of a good way to somehow do this differently? Couldn't they have called up motherfucking Mark Zuckerberg and said, what's happened to the metaverse? What's have the climate change hosted by meat?
Imagine that they're all in there in their little memojis.
Oh no, that would be tragic. It'd be horrible. Bald Jeff Bezos looking like an evil villain with a cat on his lap and an eye patch. Yeah, it just feels like it missed the mark from the very beginning, especially during a time where they could have done it a different way. I don't know. And I'm sure things like this, it's like, I guess they need to gather maybe to get things really done, because I even find myself sometimes on Zoom calls being like, I just don't feel connected to this person because we are separated by a screen. I don't know, but I just found that interesting and ironic. And I'll leave a link down below if you want to take your carbon footprint quiz calculator thing, because it is very interesting. But flying, if there's any way for you to cut it out, it's definitely one of the worst things you can do. Obviously, we need to figure out the whole corporation element to it. That's where the real change will come into play, is governments halting companies from doing participating in business that negatively affects the climate as a whole. But like, as an individual, flying is really bad and it's unfortunate, I will say. The epidemic of skeleton men dating women. I don't care at all about this spoiler alert, but Kim Kardashian was seen riding a roller coaster with Pete Davidson, and I could give two shits. I don't understand why anyone, the idea that people tweet about this passionately is baffling to me. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson were seen riding a roller coaster together, and everyone was like, oh my God, Kim just got out of a marriage. How could this happen? Why are they together? Maybe they're just friends. Maybe they're just having a fun night. Maybe they're passionately in love. Is it any of our business? I don't think so. The thing I find more interesting, though, is what is with the trend of the media caring very much about tall, slim, tattooed, Skeletor-like human beings? It is not a coincidence that who is it? It's Pete Davidson. It's, oh God, I don't even know their names because I don't care that much. Travis Barker. That's the other one. Who's the other one? There's one more. There's one more horseman in this apocalypse. Travis Barker. Who is? Oh, Machine Gun Kelly. The dupiest dupe of them all. What is the correlation between brunette model and 12 foot tall skeleton from Walmart that everyone bought this Halloween? I'm being mean. I'm sorry. I don't actually care. They can do what they want. I really don't care. They really don't care. But I just found it funny that everyone did care so much. Okay, I promise. I'm not making fun of their height and their weight and their physical appearance. Don't drag me. It's a joke. I'm a clown. Dance, monkey, dance. It's a clown. Just
la, 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 la. Shh. Living my life.
That was fucking, that was perfect. I said no more sound bites. That was a clutch. Let's do something. I didn't know if I was going to do this one, but I think it's going to break up the chaos. Just even, it's going to add more chaos, but it's going to break it up even more. I found this video that Mr. PewDiePie uploaded to be very, I love when, so I don't watch PewDiePie all the time, but I really enjoy when PewDiePie kind of breaks PewDiePie character and uploads a very human video talking about something about his experience. Like, that's more my content. I don't really need too much social commentary. But when he uploads something about his personal life, I find it really interesting. And he uploaded a video recently titled, I Can Quit Whenever, Honestly. And it's about how in his past he struggled with a drinking addiction of, I think he said it was minimally struggled. He didn't want to overplay it, but he still said he had a problem. And I always find these videos so interesting. So let's watch just a little bit of it together of, you know, someone who has 110 million subscribers talking about something very personal to them. And also, I'm just noticing, man's got a similar mic to me, so there's something to be said.
Whiskey. I love whiskey.
Me too. Me too. I love whiskey so much. Oh no.
And craftsmanship. The amazing flavor like no other. The aroma. Just sniffing a good whiskey makes me feel things, man.
I agree. People don't like whiskey. I love it. I can drink whiskey straight. It's so like smoky and warm and like sugary even sometimes. Oh, it's so good. It's so nice. Warms the soul.
I'm never drinking again. No, if someone offers me a glass, I'll drink it. But me alone and a bottle, I realize that's not a good combination. I used to drink whiskey every single day, and I realized I was getting addicted when I was trying to cut down on it, and just how difficult that was. This was back in late.
I would never say I've had a drinking problem, but I always can see how someone can have an addictive personality. Like, to a certain extent, I think I have an addictive personality where I get really into something so much that I get blinded by how dependent I am upon it. You know, like exercising every day. If I miss a day or two exercising, I feel weird about it. And like, I think about it constantly. So I get the idea of being addicted to something. And I've had periods too where I just like get in more so the habit, less of an addiction and more the habit of having a beer every night or having a glass of whiskey every night just because it's nighttime. So like, what else would I do? And I've gotten into periods like that. It was never excessively drinking, but it was the regularity of it that was concerning to me, of how easy it was to just be like, oh, I've drank every night the past 2 weeks. That doesn't feel good to know. And it doesn't feel good, but it's not concerning. It's more just, I guess it has the potential to be concerning.
2017, early 2018, I thought, you know, I enjoy drinking. Nothing wrong with that. But it was also a time where I was starting to care more about my health. I had started working out for the first time in my life. And I thought, you know, if I want to live a healthy life, I should probably cut down a little bit. And for any sane person, that's very easy to do. For someone that was really getting into it, that was very difficult to do. And that's when I realized.
And that's the thing. You don't really realize you have a problem with something until you try to cut back on it. And that's where you'll quickly realize that, like, if it's hard for you for the lights to go out at night, 7 p.m. rolls around, and it's hard for you to not have a drink, you're developing a problem. I'm not going to diagnose you, me, a man with a microphone and a light in front of him, the sun going down. I'm not going to diagnose you, but if you find it hard not to do it, it's definitely becoming a problem. And I could see how easily someone could fall into that.
Oh, shit. Maybe I have a problem. And that's why I quit drinking for a few months, because I thought, you know, I need to show that I'm the one in control. I had just read a book on Buddhism as well, which talks all about self-control. So I wanted to prove that I could quit drinking, even though I was clearly getting really into it. And that felt really good to me. I felt really empowered because I'd shown that I could do that. In retrospect, you know, what was the point? But what happened was...
I get that. I get the same thing. I like to push myself. I like to see like what I'm capable of. So I'll get in those headspaces as well, where it's like, can I run 10 miles every day this week just because? Can I not drink for a month straight just because? Can I not have candy for a, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I do like things like that too, just because I'm curious if I'm able to do it. I don't know. I feel like it's like a sick competitive thing more so, where I like to be in competition with myself. So I fully get that.
I think a lot of you can probably relate to this. When you want to do something that you know isn't good for you, you sort of reason with yourself in your head. You know, it's like, I can eat all this crap now, work out later. It's that kind of logic. And what my brain said to me was like, you know, Felix, pat yourself on the back. You quit drinking before. You've shown that you're in control. You know, obviously, everyone drinks. This is not a problem for you. You can just drink whiskey again. So I do.
Classic bad behavior. I do that when I want to, like, eat takeout too much, where it's like, everyone does it. It's fine. You can just go buy another takeout. Don't cook at home. Have another one. It's so... You'll convince yourself of anything you actually want to do, for sure. So I get that headspace.
And I think this time was the when it was the worst for me, because in retrospect, I realized I was dealing with a lot of anxiety at the time. Well, I did know it. You know, drinking to sort of escape emotions is a recipe for disaster. This was during the time of all my controversies I was dealing with.
Yeah, so he goes on to tell, we're not going to watch the whole thing. I feel like we've already watched a bit of it. But, you know, PewDiePie goes on to tell his story more in depth and how he ended up quitting for, I feel like either quitting fully or quitting for a much longer period of time. I can't quite remember. But he was more just talking about how he never wants to be reliant on a substance. And I totally get that. I kind of, the older I get, the more I have that thought as well, is I never want to feel reliant on, I guess, like any sort of substance that affects my mood. I wouldn't want to be reliant on alcohol, or, you know, like people in California smoke a lot of weed, or even honestly, I get worried about melatonin, about like something that I need to fall asleep. I never want to be reliant on it. There's this idea of being like clean that feels nice. But, you know, at the same time, I also like to drink and I like my melatonin. So it's like, I don't know. It's that fine line. You never, anything in excess is bad for you. You can even drink too much fucking water and it's bad for you. You can get too much sleep and it's bad for you. Isn't it like if you eat too many carrots, you can turn orange? So like anything is too bad for you. So I'm always like trying to be conscious of that as well. Add like variation to your life. And by no means am I sober or anything like that, but I definitely am aware of my alcohol intake and everything. So I thought that video was very nice. I thought that vulnerability was really nice to see from Felix, as well as, you know, to such a big audience, it takes a lot of guts. So I thought that was a really nice, nice video. It's nice. It's just nice. I don't know. It's nice. The last thing I had written down, and there's absolutely nothing to this, so it's going to be like a 10 second question mark, is Ed Sheeran released an album? What? What? I wish I had that sound effect. I'll insert it here. So good. That's what I saw it on like Twitter or something, that it showed his album artwork. I'm like, since fucking when did he have an album out? When did he have an album out? I had no idea he was even doing it. I had no idea. I don't know at what point the internet turned on Ed Sheeran, but the internet does not like Ed Sheeran. Or they really like to make Ed Sheeran the butt of the joke. And it's like the internet is not kind to this man. They are not kind to this man anymore. So I guess maybe I'll check it out. I don't really care, weirdly, either. And maybe that's the internet telling me not to care about Ed Sheeran. Poor thing. I don't know. But But yeah, he released an album and I saw it and was like, since fucking when? What? Another mathematical symbol? Isn't this, this is done. You are not Adele. You are not Adele. This is not the, this does not give the same energy as Adele's album title theme with her age, 19, 21, 30, all, you know, all of that. Like, it doesn't give the same energy. But, or 30, did I say 30? Am I just jumping ahead? What is her new album title? Either way, whatever. It doesn't give the same energy. I feel like a division symbol and a multiplication symbol was very 2010. Like, that was, it was cool then, but it's done now, buddy. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to this man. And this brings us to the end of the podcast. The end, everything else, where I get to tell you some of my favorite music, movies. I have a YouTube video that I recommend to you guys this week, as well as some shout outs. So thank you for everyone for listening. Definitely click the like button every week. Click that like button. Leave a comment down below. Give us a rating over on Apple. Give us a rating everywhere you can give us a rating. I appreciate all your engagement. Before we get into the things, actually, we'll do the things I like this week first. So the things I like this week, music wise, Casey Hill has a song called Porsche that I've been obsessed with. The music track to it is very light. There's like a lot of like, I don't even like very high pitched sounds, and her voice is a little bit deeper. So it's just kind of, it's a good vibe. Dare I say, it's a good vibe. It's a good vibe. I really liked it. So it's a good song. Been listening to that one. In terms of like films to watch, honestly, I haven't watched anything new this week, but I did rewatch Zodiac, the movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Robert Downey Jr., and a few others. And I love that movie. It's like, it's so well done. It is so creepy. The opening scenes to it with like the Zodiac killer killing couples are brutal, 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 brutal. It's a really good film if you haven't seen it. If you enjoy true crime, it's a fantastic film, as well as just like a good movie in general. Really well directed, edited, and acted. And also, I will, dare I say, Jake Gyllenhaal in that movie is my ideal man. Like, he is so particularly attractive in that movie, and I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is, but he's very hot in that movie. And I just, the whole movie, I kept thinking that. I'm like, can I date you? Just as you are right here, sir, sir. Sir?
Something LGBT just happened to me just now. Like, I can't even make this shit up.
Me seeing Jake Gyllenhaal on the screen in Zodiac for the first time. And then for the video I wanted to recommend this week, because I never do YouTube videos, I wanted to recommend, so I found this channel by this YouTuber called FD Signifier. By self-description in FD's about page, it's video essays on Black movies and Black media. And this week, he uploaded a YouTube video called Dave Chappelle Only Tells Half the Truth. And I thought it was just really well-researched, well-edited, just a great listen and a great educational video that I learned a lot in. And I think if you know about the Dave Chappelle controversy, or if you just want to learn a little bit about Dave Chappelle's history in general, it's a very fair assessment of his story and you know, his recent controversy. And I thought it was really well done, and it was yet again another reason why I love being subscribed to that channel. So I will leave that link down below. Go show it some love. Go subscribe. It's really great content. And other than that, I'll do a quick little comment of the week. Over on Apple, we have a little 5-star review. Thank you so much. By Heart62 saying, socks knocked off. Vibes immaculate. Hotel, Trivago, why is that a thing? Can we not make that a thing? Writing this after meeting Connor on the Chicago book tour stop, proud to report he is the most genuine, caring person. Just me gassing myself up. That comes across in his videos and his podcast. This podcast has it all. Come for the Connor content and stay for the song, film, book recommendations. That's very sweet. Thank you so much. And then they also say, go buy House Fires. So go buy my new book. Thank you so much. Quick little comment of the week is a very simple one. It's, I was reading House Fires and listening to everything else. Now that's what I call my favorite day. And I just gotta say, this is so sweet. Y'all are so sweet to me. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the love. Again, definitely click that 5 stars. Thank you for listening to my new voice, my new microphone. She's here. She's present. She is the moment. I hope you all are well. Hope you all are loving House Fires. If you haven't yet, go over to ConnorFrantonBooks.com. Check it out. Get yourself a copy. It can be to you today. It can be to you today, tomorrow, whenever. Thank you again. Love you so much. If you're any wherever you are in the world, get vaccinated if you can. Definitely go get that flu shot. Get a good night's rest. Maybe take a melatonin if you need to. Maybe don't. I don't really know. Have some water. Stay hydrated. Be kind to one another. And I will see you or hear you or you'll hear me next week. Okay. I love you. Goodbye.